ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
It's been described as the best television drama ever produced in New Zealand, filled with astonishing performances. At the heart of After the Party, which debuts on ABC TV this weekend, is the fallout of accusations of sexual assault and the ripples of division it creates. Here's a little of After the Party.
I'm an antisocial, cynical, grumpy old bitch.
That is what you want people to think, but inside you're just the softie.
Back in the day, women weren't allowed to talk about anything, and that's what made us kind of victims.
A lot of women make false accusations that completely destroy innocent men's lives.
How do you know they're innocent?
The main protagonist, who you just heard, is Penny, played by Robin Malcolm, who is also co-creator of this series. But the story behind this series is fueled by a different type of anger. Robin Malcolm joins me now. Welcome.
Good morning.
Let's start with the genesis of the series. You're an acclaimed actor. You are accustomed to theatre, television and movie auditions. But take me back to the moment where you were overlooked for a role, which ended up being played by someone much younger.
Yeah. So I was introduced to the notion of what they call aspirational casting, which is basically if there's a character on screen, more a screen character who's been written as a 55-year-old, apparently, according to somebody in the out there, that character needs to be played for the audience to accept that character by a 35-year-old. So, I had gone through a number of experiences where I was, you know, I was not being cast to play characters my age, and a much younger actress, often very good actress, would be cast instead. And Diane Taylor, the writer of After the Party, had written a feature film where the two central protagonists were a married couple in their 50s. And I got very close to the role, and then the director decided that he didn't want someone in their 50s to play someone in their 50s and cast someone in their early 30s. So Diane had to sort of rewrite the entire script to accommodate that. And the two of us met around that time, and we both had, we found a sort of a commonality in our fury. And then we started looking at how women in their 50s, postmenopausal women, were being presented on screen, and how every woman of that age group that we had met and we have met are always just such fascinating people, because you've got so much history behind you already, and they weren't being represented on screen because there seemed to be a sort of a raft of those characters on screen that were had to be somehow made palatable. So they would wear white, be terribly groomed, and giggle a lot. And there were no women I knew in their 50s who wore white, were terribly groomed, and giggled a lot. So we sort of felt that we wanted to start from there. And we wanted to start from somebody who, you know, as we all are, is not necessarily liked by everybody and lives a fairly transgressive life. So that was kind of where we started. And of course, I think it was Bertolt Brecht said that nothing motivates him more to his typewriter than fury. So it was fury that got us there. And then we went from there.
Okay, fury got you there. How much inspiration did you take from Kate Winslet?
Well, no, the weird thing is that we had written all our first six episodes before The Mayor of Easttown came out. And I remember I watched some of it and I rang Di and I went, boom.
Yeah.
You better do it. And there was her character was involved in basketball as well. And again, it was the 100th monkey thing. We're like, damn it. So we were, the one that we did take some encouragement from was not that, but Olive Kittredge. You know, the Frances McDormand, it's a four-part adaptation of an Elizabeth Stroud novel where the central character was a middle-aged woman in a small town who was just brutal, you know, like she didn't have time to be nice to people anymore. And we loved that. And then there's an Icelandic film called Woman at War, again, which was in that sort of same territory. And so we could see that there was a kind of the beginnings of a zeitgeist happening, and that there seems to be way more of it now, which is fantastic. So we wanted to kind of, you know, we wanted to follow those women, those characters. There's another film called Gloria, which was originally a Brazilian film, which the Americans did a remake of, as they like to do. And again, it was in that territory. So there was a bit around, but we sort of wanted to begin with somebody who wasn't uncomfortable. And then as opposed to beginning with the story, we sort of built this character up. And then there's a sort of the old adage with drama, you know, you find a character, you put them up a tree and then you throw rocks at them. And that's kind of how we did it. And then we tried to come up with a story that would challenge to the core every member of a family. And yeah.
And you landed it, and it's really got rave reviews. The clip I played just a moment ago, there's that stinging line, how do you know they're innocent? Are there some overarching messages you want to leave the audience contemplating here?
I'm sort of I don't want to give away any spoilers, but no. I guess it's about how much do you trust your gut? What does it take for people to believe other people? Where does truth really lie in the heart of somebody's life? Because sometimes you've got to give up truth for other things. At what point does truth damage a family, and when is it good for a family? Those kinds of stories, and also particularly for women, are we really only meant to believe the nice women? You know, like is there still a thing where if I annoy you in other ways, does that mean that somehow you're less inclined to believe me? You know, and we didn't want to be, and I feel like we've succeeded at this. We didn't want to be too prescriptive in what we left the audience with. And so often I think this is why it's been called a water cooler drama, because people do end up sitting around and arguing about it a lot, which I'm super proud of that, actually. I feel that's when something's really worked, that it's not just leaving you with an emotional state or a certain belief about the world, but it leaves you with a whole bunch of questions. And again, that's kind of what we were trying to achieve.
That's really interesting. Well, congratulations. A really, really lovely conversation with you this morning too. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Lovely to talk to you.
Robin Malcolm is an actor and co-creator of After the Party. It premieres on ABC TV this Sunday evening at 8:30, and all episodes will be available to stream on ABC iView. I see many of you asking, where can we see it? On the ABC on Sunday night or on ABC iView.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.